Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special bonus episode of I Could Talk Kayfabe. I'm Joe.
I'm Sean.
We're not talking kayfabe in this episode. We are talking WWE 2K18. This entire episode will be dedicated to our thoughts on the video game so far and what we like, what we don't like. So if it's not your thing, you might want to listen to the next episode, which will be up now, if not up soon.
Yeah, we'll put these both out together.
Yeah, we're not keep these, this isn't going to be a weekly episode. This is just a bonus episode.
Yeah, so we'll just throw this in there. So
yeah,
do you want to start?
Sure, I will start, I guess. I bought the deluxe edition the day it came out, last Friday. Now glad I went with the deluxe edition, because I didn't realize that the season pass comes with it. I thought you were just buying like the extra DLC and the My Career like Kickstarter thing, yeah. But the whole season pass came with it. So it's actually worth it to buy the deluxe edition, because the cost of a standard and edition and the season pass is the same price. So I definitely got my value out of that.
Yeah.
So far, it's cool. Gameplay wise, I like the new the elimination mechanic in the Royal Rumbles. Have you played a Royal Rumble?
No, I usually don't play Rumbles.
Oh, okay.
Because because you know what it is? I get bored really quick in a Rumbles, because all you basically do is, you know, basically what the matches are. You do a bunch of moves.
Yeah.
And then eventually you got to start trying to throw the guys out, and then it's a tedious mini game.
Yeah. Well, I like the new mechanics, because like if somebody's got you on the ropes and they're going to throw you out, rather than just hitting the buttons to try to get them off, there's actually strategy to it. There's a little bar that comes up and it'll prompt you to hit a particular button over and over. So you're just hitting the square button, then it'll switch to triangle, and then you got to hit the triangle. And then like there's a bar and it goes back and forth how well you're pressing it to eliminate or escape. And then if you escape, you escape and you punch the guy and get out of the hold. Or if you get eliminated, then you get eliminated. And I like that. And it's also, they did that if you want to switch the submission mechanic to that.
I think that was like that last year too.
Oh, okay.
You can switch it where instead of pressing the wheel, you do buttons.
Yeah. And, I prefer the wheel, but the buttons is still cool.
Well, you know what it is? It's like they introduced the wheel. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to explain it, because I'm assuming if you're already listening to this, you already kind of played the game. So we're just going to kind of just go forward with it. But so the wheel, I got used to it. Not that it ever works.
Yeah.
Rarely it works for me. I mean, I'm good at escaping it, I guess. But for it to actually end a submission, I typically don't do submissions anyways. I typically am more inclined to do a pin.
Yeah, I don't pick wrestlers whose finisher is a submission, because forget. Unless, like Ric Flair, I like doing the figure four. Other than that, I don't really do it.
It depends on the submission, but a lot of times, like, I'm not really, you know, like, it's kind of hard to, let's put it this way, it's kind of hard to do a Ric Flair or like a Greg Valentine match without doing a submission.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think of other guys that are just strictly submission based, like Kurt Angle. Well, Kurt Angle's got, you know, the angle slam, so you can always do that. You know, you can always, I always like picking a guy that has another option. If I'm doing Ric Flair, I want to beat him with the move that I beat him with.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like, when it comes to a finish, I like to make it accurate, even though the rest of the match is probably shit, because it's just a lot of, the way that I usually play the game, I don't know how you do this, but the way that I usually play the game is I run at the guy, and I do a strike, and then I'm usually like I'm already spamming the strong grapples when I can, which is not really how a match goes, you know, especially if you're doing like a guy like Ric Flair, because a lot of his strong grapples are, you know, not really, you know, they're not really the best grapples, you know, they're usually, I mean, suplexes and stuff like that, whereas if you're using like a different guy, you know, there are a lot of just, you know, this bomb, this drop, this whatever. Neck breakers and shit.
I try to do my best to actually simulate a match where, like, I try to get them to circle the ring and then lock up. It's not very easy to do. I wish they made it easier to do it like that. Like, that's how every match should start, where you circle the ring and then you lock up and then start your match. Do whatever you want.
But well, sometimes
that's how I like to start it.
Well, sometimes you just want to kind of do a little bit of theatrics and just kind of see, what happens, you know, and just kind of ease into it, because not every TV match just starts with two guys running at each other and, you know, spamming a bunch of grapples, and then eventually whoever hits the guy with the most grapples wins.
Yeah, no matches start with guys just running at each other.
Let's go over what we like.
Okay.
Let's start with that first. Okay. So you already started with the Royal Rumbles.
Yeah.
and the submission option.
I like that.
Yeah. Is there anything else that
the graphics are pretty improved. They look a lot. The textures of the characters look a lot smoother. They look more like the guys. They don't look like video game. I mean, they still look like video game characters, but they look more like you're watching wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they improved that. The roster size is a little overwhelming now that I wish the menu when you select a wrestler, I don't know, it's like you scroll through. I'd rather just see all the guys in front of me and then like move a cursor to the guy I want rather than go through name by name. That's just the way I would rather do it.
Okay.
But I guess because it's so big, they had to do it that way.
Well, the easy way to go through that is to just skip by letter.
Yeah.
Just kind of look, jump. If you want to jump ahead to somebody, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know, I find that to be pretty simple. Although I did like it when you had the pictures and you just be like, oh, there's that guy's face.
Yeah.
And then you kind of can look at it and see. And I liked how before they used to maybe be separate in certain ways. I don't know. I mean, you know, when you had women, you had, I guess you would have cruiserweights separate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because there's so many of a roster, they can't really put those pictures like
that. Yeah, the pictures would be super small unless you like do it by section. Like you said, like I want cruiserweights. So then you only have cruiserweights on the screen. And then it's like, oh, I want Raw guys, only Raw guys. I want SmackDown. I want Legends.
I want NXT.
That would be a way to do it, like menus like that.
Yeah, now that you think about it. And then you have to download stuff. And all that stuff's in a separate thing. And I mean, I guess you can do it that way. But I don't mind it. I'm okay with the way it looks. What else do you? I wanted you to get out what you like about it.
Yeah. Overall, I mean, they didn't reinvent the wheel with this one. They just kind of
improved. Well, they never do.
Yeah, they just kind of take what they did last year and make it better, which is what I like. As far as the gameplay goes, I don't think it's any better than last year's. I thought last year was a bigger improvement over 16, but they didn't really do much to make it more improved this time around.
Yeah.
The tag matches, the hot tags I like now. They don't do the cinematic cutscene when you do a hot tag anymore. You just do the hot tag.
Well, here's the problem with the hot tag is I know how it works because I've had a few instances where how it works. But I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just I'm kind of used to it being where you get that cinematic so it actually happens. Because I don't always have it where, especially granted, right now I'm just playing on easy.
Yeah.
So I kind of really get good at the game. So when I move to normal, things will be more challenging. But I don't know. I haven't really dug into it just yet. It's not as frequent, too, as I kind of hope.
I find it pretty frequent. But, the cutscene kind of took away the flow of the match before. So, but I think, like, if you're going to do the hot tag, the guy you tag in should have a comeback, like, mode on, even if he doesn't have a comeback character. There should be like a hot tag mode in the game where the guy's just like invincible and easy to reverse and easy to block and stuff, just for a few seconds. Not like it doesn't have to be the whole rest of the match.
Right.
I feel like he should come in hotter than he just comes in normal. So I don't know. That's just my opinion on it. They could make it a little better. Maybe, you know, for next year, do it like that where he's in like hot tag mode where he's like unstoppable.
Yeah, but maybe. Yeah.
Just for like 10 seconds, not like the whole match, but yeah, other than that, I mean, it's good.
What about the creative stuff?
The creative stuff I've been dabbling, you know, there's emboss feature, which is kind of cool if you want to put like patches on a guy's like clothing and stuff, and the glow stick light feature, like the glow light features, like the black light clothing is kind of cool. I made a character where he comes to the ring with black light and his outfit looks kind of cool. I gotta get into that a little more, but other than that, there's some more stuff that you can. They finally have the Arabian head garb back, which is nice. I can make a proper Sabu. Mm-hmm. And they have Sabu's entrance and his taunts and all that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, Sabu's pretty much in the game, they just don't have him in the game.
Interesting.
So you can make a Sabu, like a proper Sabu, which is awesome. I don't really necessarily want to make Sabu, but I want to make Arabs. And they've got the Native American headdresses, which is awesome. I can make a proper Native American wrestler.
You can make a proper Chief J. Strongbow, Ronald McDaniel,
exactly.
Or Charlie Norris. Oh, I got to add him to my list.
Yeah, you can have the headdresses, and it's awesome.
Why do I want to add Charlie Norris to my list? I don't know, but I will.
Yeah, I would want to make Chief J. Strongbow, I think, because or Wahoo McDaniel probably would be the better wrestler, but Chief J. Strongbow, I thought, had the cooler look.
I had a really good Wahoo last year that I downloaded, and I never But I, you know, it kind of sucked because you didn't have the headdress to kind of fuck around with.
In last year's game, I made an Indian guy and I named him Chief Morongo, and he teamed up with Tatanka, and I wanted to give him a headdress, and now I can make Chief Morongo again this year and give him a headdress.
That's fucked up that Tatanka's in this game.
Why? Tatanka's, he's a good time.
No, he's a good game. It's just, yeah. I mean, to say it's fucked up that really a lot of these guys are in this game. We've talked about this before about the roster, and we're not going to really dabble in the roster so much.
But I wish they had, like, more recent fat Tatanka. That would have been fun.
Well, that's the thing. I kind of wish he had the version that he had from 2006, at least, you know, when he turned heel for a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't want the red striped hair. Like, I'd rather have, like, normal haired Tatanka.
No, I do. You do one version. I mean, granted, two versions of Tatanka, one version of Tatanka should be enough.
Yeah.
let's be honest here. You know, we don't need more than one version of Tatanka in a game in 2017. I know it's enough work for these guys to put in one version of Tatanka. But that being said,
I want fat Tatanka.
I want two versions of Tatanka. Yeah. I want Matt Hardy. I want the Tatanka that Matt Hardy teamed with at No Way Out 2006.
Yeah.
I think. Against Eminem. I want that.
With regular hair and overweight Tatanka.
I want overweight Tatanka, who randomly got a job in 2005 or 2006.
I loved his debut. It was great when they brought him back.
For the Kurt Angle thing?
Yeah, when like he was wrestling people from their hometowns, and then they were like they were at an Indian reservation. They were that's, Mohegan
that's,
Sun.
That's the only reason they were like, I guess we should just have an Indian guy come.
Yeah, out. Like, let's get Tatanka.
Who else did we... what other Native Americans are there that, you know, we can do and that we can... And did you ever hear the story? They never really delved into it, but a former writer... Jensen Karp of WWE writer Jensen Karp had a story where he worked with Tatanka when he was on the SmackDown brand to create this angle that they were going to do where he was basically like turning heel on his Indian heritage to kind of take advantage of you know the casinos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to have him be a heel character. And I guess at one point, you know, Tatanka being from a different time technologically. You know, this being 2006, so there's no iPhones or, you know, I mean, there was obviously zip drives and all that stuff. But he shows up with a floppy disk with his ideas on it because he put them on a Word doc. That's how, yeah. And every Halloween, every Thanksgiving, Jensen Karp puts it on social media. So you should definitely, that's something I always remember about Tatanka. But this is, so I guess, I don't know, let's get back to the game.
I still had a floppy disk drive in 2006.
Did you?
Yeah, I definitely remember having a...
like, I probably did too.
In 2005, I went to Fry's and bought a computer, like a desktop, and it had a 3.5-inch floppy drive on it. So I was still using that in 2006.
I could see that still.
Yeah.
I guess you could see that still, yeah. I mean, I still definitely... Maybe I was still in that area too. Who knows?
Yeah. But I mean, by 2008, I was not using a floppy disk drive. I mean, by 2006, I wasn't using the floppy disk drive. It was just on the computer. I didn't really use floppy disks, but it was there. I saw somebody I retweeted it on Twitter. Somebody tweeted, there was a photo of a floppy disk, and he's like, my kid said, oh, you 3D printed the save icon.
Oh, science. So what else do you what else do you have about the game that you like?
Well, okay, so I can go into like and dislike.
Well, let's go into dislikes now.
All right, because 8-man tags are pretty. I thought they were going to be great.
So did I.
They're a little overwhelming in the ring. Yes. There's way too many people. 8 is a lot of people.
You never realize that until you actually did it. Yeah. Exactly. No. Same
and
thing.
It's like whoa, this is a lot of people, and the ref. Like, he just stops calling the match after a while.
Well, that's
like
a glitch.
And that's a big glitch.
It's slow as shit.
I found some workarounds for the glitch. One workaround is as soon as the match starts, quit the match and do a restart the match. And then the ref will count it pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Another one is turn the entrances off and the ref should be fine. There's just like a lot going on in the match when you have entrances.
Yeah.
That it's too much for the thing to compute and handle. So once I figured that out, it turned out to be okay. But yeah, eight people in one match, that's a lot of people. It's a lot to it's very overwhelming. Try it and see for yourself if you're just listening and haven't played that mode yet, but it's a lot. It's a lot to go on.
Can you imagine if they did 5-on-5? Yeah. You imagine that, how that would turn out?
There's not enough room on the screen for 5-on-5 now that like you bring that up. Like yeah. on the like the power bars at the bottom, like there's barely enough to fit 8, let alone 10.
You'd have to find a way, like it'd have to be something where if you did it like that, you'd probably have to press start.
Yeah.
You'd probably have to press like select or something to like bring that up. But yeah. In order to like keep that managed on screen, because I mean, just looking at how many it is with 4 people on there, yeah. pretty wild. Yeah, that's definitely the first thing I noticed when I did it. It was like, I was like, wow, this is quite the setup here.
Yeah.
It's a lot to deal with right away. So, you're definitely not wrong.
And it's still cool, like, because it's never been done before. And now that it's been done, it's cool. It's just very overwhelming. I feel like you have to just play it. I haven't figured it out. Is there 8-man Survivor Series matches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, you can do those. I did one.
I thought you just had to create them, because I haven't got around to it. I haven't played around with the customizing matches all
you
that
much. You
can
do that. Yeah. I did create that specifically in the 8-man match.
I didn't. I've created, because I wanted to use the big blue cage, and that's the only way you could use it is if you create a big blue cage match. So I did that. That's really the only custom match I've made so far. I wanted to do the 5-on-3 tables, ladders, and chairs handicap match, but you can't create that.
One thing I don't like is that you can't create, I'll get to my likes and dislikes, but yeah. I don't like that you can't create, they used to have it a long time ago. It was called like the slobber knocker match, where you just wrestle like a bunch of guys after another until you win or until you lose. But they don't have it where you can set up like an invitational.
Yeah.
Like, which I think would be awesome. That's something maybe they need to do next year, is set up like they're close to it, but you can't quite get there.
Yeah. What I never realized, because I didn't really do tournament modes all that much, but like you can leave the damage on. Like, I didn't know this. Like, if this is a new feature or if this has been in other games, it's probably been in other games. But like, so like you're a guy in the first round of the tournament, and then you go in the next round. You could leave the damage on from the previous match and like, get winded and make it a real like tournament. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And
you know what I feel like doing, now that you kind of bring this up, is that I want to get the max tournament and just do whatever Crockett Cup.
Yeah.
And just make all those guys, or just download those guys and just do that.
I did a Dusty Rhodes classic tournament, and it's only like, I think it's only an 8-team tournament they allow.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, whatever. I mean, that's a lot of guys.
But I want to do a 64-team invitational tournament.
Oh, fuck yeah. No, I want to do Crockett Cup. I want to do full Crockett Cup. I want, just release the game. Just, you know what, just put out WWE Crockett Cup.
Yeah.
And just make that for me and Joe and the WLF guys, Wrestling Legends Forum.
Yeah.
And we'll do that.
Shout out to the Wrestling Legends Forum.
Shout out to those guys. And we'll do that.
Yeah. That would be awesome. I did the thing, but I put it on Sim, and I put all the tag teams in, but I had my tag team, like my created guys, as like the top seed.
Yeah.
And they ended up winning the whole thing. And I just did it on Sim. I didn't like rig it or anything. I just wanted to see how they fared against the other teams.
Right.
And they won. But surprisingly, the best match of that tournament to watch, the most fun, was a first round matchup between the Natural Disasters and the Bushwhackers, because the Natural Disasters had the match like won. Like, they were just dominating the whole match. All of a sudden, the Bushwhackers figured out a way to pull it out, and they did, and they advanced. And I was like, that's really cool. That was awesome. So, and they did the battering ram.
I like that.
Which was awesome.
You know what? I might actually do that. I might do a Crockett Cup. For the 86, 87, 88. It might just, well, I'll get to my stuff later. But I feel like I just want to do that just to see how it looks. And just have fun with it. So.
Yeah. But the tournament was fun. I dabbled in the My Career mode a little bit. I created a guy, named him Poop Butt, because I just wanted a fat guy in his underwear with a shit stain on it. So I thought that'd been fun. And I got to be honest, it's a little disappointing because it's very linear. Like, it seems like doesn't matter what choice you make in My Career mode, you're going to advance the story the same way. Like, I didn't want to feud with Bobby Roode right off the bat. I wanted to work my way up through NXT. It's like, nope, doesn't matter. You're going to feud with Bobby Roode and get a title shot.
It's disappointing that you don't, and I don't know why they don't have it, in which, or where maybe they, I don't know if they can do it, where you just fight jobbers that you can't play as.
Oh, that'd be cool.
But just put them in the game and you just like, okay, I guess I just fight these jobbers.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Fight these guys and you have to beat them and they're all like, it's all like the fucking trainer from Attitude or whatever, you know, just fucking just schmucks.
It would be great for the guys like who design the game. Like they can make themselves the jobbers in the game and like
make whoever you fucking want. Just make, just don't even you need to use likenesses. Just be like, just scan because they have to scan faces.
Yeah.
Scan faces, scan a bunch of faces, make a bunch of jobbers wearing, you know, with tattoos and stupid outfits and, you know, just give them random name. Just have somebody in NXT name them.
Yeah.
And you know what? Look, I'd be okay if I can't play as them.
Yeah. That's fine with me.
Make not them, all. And I mean, maybe it's someday I would. And you want to put their moveset, you want to just use the random movesets and put them in there? Whatever, man. Fucking do that. And to just have just beat the drum with those guys. You know, do that for the girls.
Yeah.
For the women, whatever. Just whatever.
And then, like, so I walked around backstage and then I interact with wrestlers and they just say stupid shit. Like, the one guy was like, yeah, I eat cheese. And I'm like, okay, that's cool.
This coming from a guy, I think it was, like, what, one of the authors of Pain that said that?
Yeah, yeah.
Who, a character who has probably never spoken on TV.
Yeah, and he had this mask on backstage, which I thought was kind of funny.
And he's standing there. Because you know what it is? It's a lot like SmackDown Shut Your Mouth.
Yeah.
Where you would walk around backstage and you would just see, like, people standing there. And you would go talk to, like, say, Rikishi. And he'd be like, hey, man, I took a shit.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, doing that. You see him doing that?
Yeah.
And although I did like it, though, in that game. It reminds me of when you would talk to, like, Hogan or somebody. And they would just have, like, the text. You know, they would have to text us, and then he would say, brother. Like, just randomly, just like, brother. He's like, I'm back, brother. Or he wouldn't say, I'm back. He would just be like, brother. Or, like, Flair would just be like, woo. And you, but they, your face wouldn't move, and it just look all weird.
Yeah.
But
then there was one where Johnny Gargano was like, hey, go do a run-in for me. So I did the run-in for him. Then he was like, he wanted me to do a run-in on, what's his name, Tommaso Ciampa. And I'm like, okay. So I did the run in. And then afterwards, I'm talking to Ciampa like nothing happened in the locker room. Like, what the hell? I just ran into your match and beat you up. And like, now we're talking like it's nothing. So
yeah, it's weird.
That kind of turned me off. And then my game, all my data got erased and I didn't save it on the cloud. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm done with my career mode anyway. I don't care.
Meh.
So I kind of stopped. That was like me stopping to play it. But, I mean, I don't know. It could have been a lot better than what it is. It's very, very bland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
That's about it. I'm having fun with it. I'm playing it. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying the Going In Raw wrestling community created guys. Like, I'm enjoying looking at them, and I'll probably download them and play some. If you use their hashtag Going In Raw, there's a ton of cool, weird created guys that
maybe
you can
I'll
go check
in
out.
There and see. Yeah. I feel like that's I feel like that's a community that I probably would have a lot of fun in.
Yeah, like those guys are a lot of fun. Like their I don't really listen to their recap podcasts all that much, but like I watch their creative wrestling videos, and then they do Twitch where they do their own creative wrestling show, and I'm into that. Yeah. So I only listen to their like recap podcast if I've watched Raw this week. I'll listen to what they had to say about it, but if I haven't watched it, I'm not going to listen to it until I watch it, and then by the time I watch it, it'll be like time for next week. So
yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and I'll give you my thoughts, and that'll be fun.
Hey, I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean. We're here to tell you about our podcast, Worst Collection Ever.
And this is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us.
We have some of the worst comics from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They're bad. They're not worth anything.
No good.
Why do we own them? I own number of issues of Terror Inc. and Guy Gardner.
Basically, we go around to local comic book stores and we buy everything we can out of dollar boxes.
We tell you about the weird stuff in them. We tell you about stuff that's related to them. We go into tangents and we're very uninformed. So,
oh my God, totally. But totally check out our podcast because you'll hear us just talk and joke about Marvel books and DC books from God only knows when.
That's right. It's our show, Worst Collection Ever, every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Download, rate, subscribe, tell a friend.
It'll be good and terrible, but good.
All right, we're back here, and I can talk kayfabe, the WWE 2K18 edition. So now it's time for my thoughts. What I like is, well, it's going to be a lot of the same stuff that you did.
Yeah.
I think the graphics are really awesome. They really stand out. I feel more so than games past. There are a lot of really bad faces. Like, Rick Martel looks like he's been stung by all the bees. And I think Ember Moon looks awful. The hair still is always a problem.
I haven't dived into the women yet, so I haven't messed with the women.
Actually, there's a bunch of women I haven't played as yet. Because I just like trying to check out the new moves and the new characters. I haven't gotten to the women yet because I'm probably not going to create any women. I just don't want to.
Yeah. Why waste a creative spot?
Well, because if I'm not playing like a WWE Universe mode that's with an updated roster and I'm not filling my spots with all those guys, there's no point in me creating women because I'm not going to, like, you know, if I'm creating like old school wrestlers, like, I'm like, who do I have? You know, like Sherry Martel.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm like, do I need that? No, I'm not going to play Sherry Martel, you know, and have her trade the belt. So that being said, I really like the graphics are good. Entrances, I feel, are better too. I like how they're represented in the arenas. I don't know. I just feel like the presentation overall is better. The gameplay, I read this article on Kotaku. Basically, it's like you've been playing the same game for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're right. We've been playing that same fucking game for years.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with it.
Ever since probably 2002, it's been the same goddamn game.
Yeah. Don't have a problem with it.
Man, whatever.
It's fine with me.
I know the 1 year when they changed the fatigue system. You know, now that's optional, it's better. But then 1 year they changed the fatigue system and I couldn't fucking deal with it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to turn fatigue off, I think, just because, like, I'm sick of, like, when I body slam a guy, my guy getting tired, too. It's like, I just want
to
get
up. I had to turn off the weight detection.
Oh, okay.
Because I was wrestling as, I was wrestling as Kerry Von Erich and he couldn't slam Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, come on. Sure, he can.
Exactly. I was like, no, that's not how that goes, man. Yeah. That doesn't go that way.
Yeah.
So we are turning off the weight detection.
I mean, I could see him not being able to slam Andre the Giant, but Bam Bam Bigelow, come on.
Exactly. I mean, Bam Bam, you can...
Andre the Giant's very terrible in this game, by the way. Have you ever tried playing as Andre the Giant?
I've done it a few times.
I tried for the first time this game. He was like the first guy I picked right out of the bat, and he's slow.
Do we need Andre the Giant in every game?
I think they just do it as a favor to his daughter so she can get a paycheck out of it. But And I don't have a problem with Andre the Giant being in the game. But just give me more, early 80s big Afro Andre the Giant.
They've never done the Afro, because they had the Afro.
Yeah, they just give us, like, the WrestleMania 3 and beyond Andre the Giant. And I'm like, that's not the Andre the Giant that I loved as a kid. I loved the big Afro Giant.
Give me lean Andre.
Yeah.
You know, give me a lean 70s Andre.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Give me the Andre that's holding up all those women on his arms.
Yeah.
I want that Andre.
With the Molson Canadian can in his hand. Yeah.
I want the Andre with the Native American vest.
Yeah. Whatever,
you know, that with the tassels, with the leather tassel vest.
Yeah, give me that Andre.
Yeah, let's fuck with that. But gameplay is pretty good. I mean, I do like some of the mechanics that they've introduced this year as far as being able to drag people. I think that's pretty cool.
I still haven't figured, like, I don't have that down yet, like the carrying mechanics.
Well, the carrying thing, I haven't really, you know what it is? Because it's wonky.
Yeah.
Because what you have to do, because it's not something you normally would do, where you have to hold down R1 and use your other controller. You know, I feel like it's something you normally wouldn't do in the game. So you have to get used to doing it. And plus the problem is with that is when you do it, you have to have the guy basically be dead.
Yeah.
Because then you carry the guy for like a few feet. And for like a few steps, and then they already knock out of it.
Yeah, I like the idea of it though, because like, say you have like a driver as your finisher, and you're just finishing the guy off, but he's in the corner of the ring. I like the idea of picking him up and bringing him to the center of the ring and hitting him with it before pinning him, rather than hitting him with it in the corner and then dragging him. So that's kind of
an interesting thing, and I haven't really figured that out yet. I do. So I do like some of those mechanics. I mean, there's a lot of it that I've been able to mess with so far that I really like. I don't like the mechanics about going backstage. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've done it. They do the cutscene where the guy's like, come on, and then the other guy chases after him.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll have the guy beaten down, and then all of a sudden he's up, and it's like, it's kind of lame.
And then also, too, I feel like the backstage area, I mean, yeah, it's pretty deep, but at the same time, you never... For some reason, you're not able to do the same kind of moves. Yeah. You have to kind of just do like variations of that.
But I jumped off the semi truck, and that was cool.
I'll have to get to that point and fuck with that and see how that is, because I've never. I'm used to SmackDown Shut Your Mouth when you would, or was it? I think it was either that or Shut Your Mouth and
Here Comes the Pain,
where you would end up at WWF New York.
Yeah.
Or WWE New York, and then you would be, or you'd be on the subway, and you'd be on the stairs, and just whatever. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, jumping off the fist and everything. Like, that was always a lot of fun, but now there's a bit more realistic. I haven't gotten to playing around with that yet, so.
I know, I want them to bring back the cut scenes where you're, like, sitting in the restaurant with your opponent, and then, like, you throw the wine in his face and stuff. I wanted to bring that back because those were a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, give us some of that. You know, whatever. Just give us, I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be more people backstage too.
Yeah.
I feel it just more like, I mean, I don't know. I know the technology isn't really meant for that.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't figured that out quite yet. But
I want to see a guy in gorilla position too. Like they have like a producer's room where there's the guy standing there.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's cool and all, but that's not how it really is. I want the guy in gorilla, like sitting there with a headset on, giving people cues. And then like with the curtain, with the X on it saying, go through there. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want to see all that.
Cause we've seen that on TV.
Yeah.
So we know that exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's okay. Here's something I don't understand. I feel like you're not able to, and this is maybe just, this is kind of going into more of the creative function, but like, how is it that we've reached so many games and yet we were not able to definitively make certain moves finishers? Like, every move that you have available to you should be a finisher.
Yeah.
And sometimes not every move is a could be a finisher, and that doesn't make any goddamn sense. I don't know why that is. I feel like I want to just be like, why can't you do that? You know, but nonetheless,
yeah.
Creatively, the creative feature, I've been messing around making G.I. Joes. I've actually had some really good looking stuff.
Yeah, you sure do. You're showing me before we recorded this. If I would jump into creative feature real quick. So there's an entrance where Rusev comes out with the flag, but you only get the Bulgarian flag. Make it so I could change the flag.
Yeah, you should be able to change those things.
If I wanted like an American guy coming out with an American flag, let me have that. Come on.
Or you know, just a different, or a flag that you can just a blank flag.
Yeah.
And you could change, put a custom image on the flag.
Yeah, like you have the Bo Dallas, he comes out with the sign. Make me come up, let me be able to change the sign to something. Like, I want to do that.
Because that would get, I think that if you could, more you do that stuff, the more people will be like, oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I can have my guy come out and be like, you know, here's my company or something. Like, you know, I mean, whatever. Fuck that. You know, I mean, you could fucking let us do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the big deal is, if why you wouldn't. But
please let me do it.
Yeah. The mapping feature, the new mapping feature of being able to put something on like a whole part instead of like moving it around. You know, just you can. It's a different way of putting on logos.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's a little bit. It's still wonky. Especially, I was telling Joe earlier, you can't do like the feature where you move the guy around and like look at the top of their head or the bottom of their shoes, you know, and be able to kind of see that better. I don't know why they would take that away. I know that they've added some more other options that you can do, but it's kind of hard when you're trying to put something on somebody's shoulder and you can't fucking see it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to see it. I don't want to guesstimate because, you know, not that, you know, that view happens very often, but it might. And I don't want to. I don't want my guy to look like shit.
Yeah.
I don't really have a ton of things yet because I've only been doing like random creative stuff. I know that we talked about the slowdown and the 8-man tags.
Yeah.
The
load times, I gotta jump in though. They're a lot faster than previous games.
Yeah.
Because I like to do created guys with all sorts of entrances, and it used to take forever to load. Now I'm doing 8-man tag matches, all four created guys, all four entrances on, and it takes maybe about a minute and a half to load it all, which is way faster than it used to be. It used to be like almost like 5 minutes to load all that.
Yeah, so. No, the load times used to be really bad, but thankfully we're in a space now where things are much quicker.
Yeah, and we're only using regular PS4s. We're not using PS4 Pros. We're not using
that's what I forgot. They have an advanced PS4. Yeah.
We're not using a souped up PC. We're just playing on the regular PS4s.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
PS4.
Which I'm kind of thinking of getting a PS4 Pro.
Really?
Yeah. It was either that or that new Xbox One X that's coming out, because those graphics look really, really good. But I don't really have that good of a TV. But when I move in with Lauren, she has a really good TV. So it's like, So I think I might trade one of my PS4s in and get a PS4 Pro. Plus, I already have. If you trade towards a PS4 Pro, you get an extra $75 towards the trade. Plus, I already have $50 in credit for GameStop.
Yeah.
So I'd be getting a PS4 Pro with the trade in. I'd have to pay like $100 difference.
That's
so
pretty good, actually.
I might actually do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking it might just make the plunge. So.
Well, I'm just going to wait till PS5. I don't usually.
Yeah.
I usually squeeze the life out of the console until I absolutely can't.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get a PS4 until a year after it came out. And
I waited at least a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I waited a while. I'm probably just going to wait for PS5. I'm like that with my phones, too, which I have to get a new phone. I hate to say this, but I haven't played the game enough.
Yeah.
To really have a thing to say about certain options of it, although I am looking forward to messing around with some arenas, maybe being a bit more liberal, because that's like kind of how I relax.
Yeah,
how I get my mind right, and I've been staying up way too late messing with it. But not that being said, it's beneficial to my health.
Yeah, I saw somebody did a created arena in a high school gymnasium.
Which they have,
which I'm looking forward to.
It's a little bit too big for me, though.
I'm looking forward to playing in a high school gymnasium, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to mess around with that more, too. I kind of wish you can not have any audience,
yeah,
you know, or just have a few people show up. You know, just,
yeah, like empty seats would be cool.
Yeah, give me some empty seats. Give me a few people. Give me some table. Put Virgil in the background.
Yeah,
or a Virgil-esque character in the background with the banner,
and then like a table with guys selling magazines and stuff and VHS tapes. Yes.
Yeah, you can put your WWE shit all over it. Just whatever. Yeah. Just pretend WWE went to a high school.
Yeah,
you know, and you can change those. I mean, I want that kind of level of customization.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I want those kind of arenas. I want a TV studio so bad, and I know
so
people,
do I. Yeah.
I know people are really. You know, they're doing their best to concede to that, I feel. But I feel like there's more work that has to be done on their end to do that. Because I feel like if they were to do that, they could do that. If they could do it, I feel like they would.
Yeah.
I feel like they would find really wild things to do, because a lot of fans that play this game are a lot like us.
You know, think about that for a second. Like, when you're playing the game, there should be at least a camera guy on the outside floor, like, holding a camera. Like, there's none of that.
There's no timekeeper or anything.
Yeah, there's sometimes you have, like, Lillian Garcia or whoever the ring announcer is now sitting there, and there's, like, empty chairs next to her, and that's it. Like, there's no timekeeper's table. I want, like, camera guys around the ring that, like, you have to, like, avoid or you run into and they knock them over or whatever. I want that in the game. Like, put that in the next game.
Well, the problem with that would be is to have an AI that would be just for those characters,
yeah,
and trying to keep them from not glitching with the game, because they already have enough problems with glitches.
Have them glitch, it'd be fun.
What would happen is you would run into them and then they would merge with you,
yeah,
and then you wouldn't be able to get them out, and it would be fucking horrifying.
I've had the game glitch where you know the announce table, how you pull the top of it off, so the top would disappear and then reappear after a while. Like, I've had that glitch a couple times.
I've had it, the one where, you know, obviously with the ref glitch, not counting, but I've also had the one, you know, the one a few times where, like, if you like backdrop a guy or like their foot, like just their foots will hit the ropes,
yeah,
and they'll get stuck on the ropes, or like the ropes will move, but they don't always move with everything,
yeah,
and it's weird, but it's fun. So, yeah. But
overall, good game.
Good game. I'm looking forward to the DLCs.
I mean, 2K, you're going to get my money every year, basically.
THQ is going to get it.
Yeah.
You're always going to get it.
I think I only skipped that 15 year only because it was like the transition year where it was the first one on the PS4 and it was a very bare bones basic version. And I was like, I'll skip it this year. But that's the only time in recent memory I've skipped. So.
What was it? Really? Obviously,
the
one
with CM Punk on the cover, I think.
No, that was 13.
Oh, 13?
15, no, I think, was Austin. Or no, it was...
16 was Austin.
16 was Austin. 17 was Brock. I think 15 was The Rock. Because it was between Rock and Daniel Bryan. Remember, you had the two covers?
Okay,
you had that game.
Oh.
Because you bought Daniel... Because you got the... Or no, was it Cena or The Rock?
I don't remember.
There was one where like you bought like the special cover. I know what the, I think
it might have been 14. I skipped now that I think about it.
Yeah, I think it was 2K14 because the 2K was a 14 was the first one under 2K because 13 was the one with CM Punk on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go.
Or maybe it was 13 I skipped. No, 13 I bought and then I traded it in right away because I was like, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, 13 was with CM Punk on it, and I played. Yeah. I didn't play that one a ton.
Yeah, I remember buying it. I bought it at launch, and I think I traded it in by like February or March.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an early trade in for me. I was over it. Yeah. Well, but that's what I do. I buy the game, and then like so the game comes out in October. Come September, I trade it in. You know, you only get like $10 for it by that time, but it's $10 I could put towards the next game.
And so. Also going forward, I am like yourself going to get the special edition.
Yeah. Yeah. The deluxe edition is the way to go.
Look, and I know that's it's what $90 or whatever, but considering that you get all the other stuff with it, including the season pass.
Yeah.
Cause you're going to buy that anyways.
Yeah.
Fucking just put it on there.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Just give me that. You get Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. You know, you get all those versions and everything else is coming and you don't have to worry about it.
It's funny that we're talking about this. So tomorrow, probably the biggest video game launch day of this, definitely this year, maybe in the last few years, I don't remember a Friday launch day like this big happening tomorrow. And I'm very interested to see what goes on because tomorrow you have Super Mario Odyssey coming out for the Switch, which I don't own. And that's too bad. I really want to play that game. Wolfenstein 2 comes out tomorrow and the new Assassin's Creed all come out tomorrow. This is a huge day to talk about video games. I mean, as of when you hear this, those games will be launched. But like, I just wanted to point that out because we've never had a launch day this big for video games. I can't even remember. Like, this is huge. And I'm very excited. It's a good time to be a gamer. Go play WWE 2K18 because you know you will. And then buy one of the games I just mentioned.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to end this podcast. This bonus podcast. This
bonus podcast of I Could Talk Kayfabe. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN, Joe.
Sweatpants Joe. Sweatpants Joe, all one word. Instagram, Twitter. Find us on Facebook and like the page. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Please rate us 5 stars. That really helps grow the podcast. It does a lot more than I can even talk about because I don't even know.
Again, you know, you've probably heard us a million places, but it does a lot. So
yeah.
Rate, review, subscribe, tell friends, share the Apple links, whatever.
Apple links are the way to go, please. Yeah, yes. But I mean, we're available anywhere podcasts are.
Yeah, SoundCloud, we're on Stitcher, all those places, tune in. So good times.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. And probably next up in your queue is our next episode of I Could Talk Kayfabe, which will feature a very interesting magazine.
Do you want to end with a wrestler tagline?
I wanted to start doing that, but I think I don't know which one to end it with.
I was going to say we should end with the WWE 2K18 tagline, but I don't want to. That's lame.
What is their tagline?
Like, be like no one.
Okay, let's do that. Be like no one. Thanks for listening.